Reluctant Swapper by Stella, read by Audio Diva.
Oh, baby, if you only knew how I've been wanting you. I know you've seen the way I look at you on Sunday mornings. I'm sure you just chalk it up to harmless flirting. After all, we're both good, Bible-believing people who love our spouses. No harm in smiling at someone the way I smile at you. Surely there's nothing sexual about it, right? Wrong. Way wrong, young man. I've been jealous of your wife ever since Dawn and I met you guys at the church picnic last summer. You guys look so happy together. Your lovely young bride, all wide-eyed and eager to fit in wherever she goes, and you, oh God, you look good enough to eat that day. And you didn't know it, but I have quite an appetite for cock, especially young married cock. For the longest time, I was at a loss as to how to get you into my bed, sweetheart, but my wonderful husband came up with a great idea. I know you thought we invited you guys over to dinner tonight because it's the neighborly thing to do, and I guess it is, but we also had some very selfish reasons for inviting you over. You see, Don's had his horny eyes on your wife for about as long as I've had mine on you. Dinner at our house could be a chance for my husband to spend some time alone with your pretty little wife. A couple of strong drinks, serious flirting, and who knows what might happen. He might get lucky. And if he does, well, then what's to stop you from having a little fun with me? And just to make sure Don gets lucky with your wife tonight, we've taken out a little insurance policy. We laced her drink with a little pharmaceutical in the ecstasy family. It's completely safe. We've tried it on ourselves a couple of times. It's amazing. It made me hot as hell. I just wanted to get naked and feel someone's cock inside me, and as I recall, it didn't really matter to me whose cock it was, just as long as it was in my pussy pleasuring me. And from what I can tell so far, that's the same effect the drug is having on your wife tonight. I could see it in her eyes as she downed her first drink at the dinner table. And when Dawn walked up behind her and started massaging her neck and shoulders, the way she closed her eyes and sighed told me that our little plan was working. But just to be sure, we insisted she have another glass. I coax you into the kitchen to help me straighten up while Dawn gives your wife a private tour of our house. After about 20 minutes, I can tell you're kind of anxious to see how your wife is doing. I tell you, well, I think they're probably downstairs in the family room, sweetheart. I can take you down there in a minute, but first I have something I want you to see upstairs. You follow me up the stairway that leads to the second floor. I'm hoping you're taking in the view as you walk behind me. The slacks I'm wearing have some spandex in them, and they cling to my legs and ass like a second skin. You're probably noticing how hot my ass is for the first time tonight. Maybe you've also noticed that the sweater I'm wearing couldn't be much tighter across my chest. My C-cup tits jiggle seductively as I hike up the stairs. I take you into the bedroom. Have a seat on the bed, honey. I need to show you something. The something is the flat-screen television mounted on the wall in my bedroom. The images that light up the screen are images of your wife and my husband on the sofa in the family room. They are kissing passionately. There can be no doubt that your wife's tongue is in my husband's mouth and that he's returning the favor. Your wife's skirt has been pushed up so high on her legs we can see her panties. My husband's hand is roaming up the inside of your wife's gorgeous bare thigh. You can't believe your eyes. You start to get up. Wait, look, they're just kissing. I throw my arm around you and pull you to me. You disagree. Oh, that's more than just kissing. That's the kind of kissing a man and a woman do before they... I finish your sentence for you. Before they what, sweetheart? Before they fuck? Is that what you think's going to happen? You think your wife is actually going to let my husband fuck her? You assure me she'd never let that happen. Or are you trying to assure yourself? You can't take your eyes off the screen. They're still kissing, but now my husband's hand is on the front of your wife's blouse. He's fondling her tits, squeezing them, caressing them. I lean into you, the sides of my warm, firm breasts press against you. My perfume invades your senses. I rest my hand on your leg. Be honest, sweetheart. You never thought your wife would let a man kiss her like that or feel her up like that, did you? And look how she's sitting. She's practically inviting him to move his hand a little higher up her leg, onto her panties. And she definitely seems to be enjoying the way my husband is playing with her tits. Maybe you're right, sweetheart. Maybe she has no intention of letting my husband fuck her. But she's definitely having fun, you have to admit that. Besides, it's kind of exciting watching them make out, isn't it? I inch my hand up your leg in the direction of the bulge in your pants. You know, I don't think it's fair that the two of them should be having all the fun. I mean, the least you can do is kiss me. You look at me. I arch my back a little, causing my sweater-encased tits to rise up and reach in your direction. You don't miss that. You look down at them. You look confused. You look back at the TV screen and witness your wife's blouse being unbuttoned. In that moment of doubt and weakness, I move. I lean closer and put my lips on yours. It's a soft, lingering kiss that makes your cock twitch. I slowly part your lips with the tip of my tongue and work my way into your mouth as my hand inches higher and higher up your leg, not stopping until I'm touching your generous hard-on. I rub my hand deliberately over your dick as we kiss. Your hand finds my breasts. I'm a little bigger than your wife when it comes to breasts, and you seem to be enjoying both of them, the way you slide your hand across the front of my sweater, massaging and squeezing one and then the other. This is exactly what I've been waiting for, your hands on my body, your lips on mine. What makes it even sweeter is the fact that we're doing this in my bedroom, on my bed. Oh, you like my tits, honey. You want to see them? On the screen, your wife's no longer wearing her blouse or her bra. I pull my sweater up over my head, my tits almost spilling out of my sheer lace bra as they bounce free. Your eyes drink in the sight of my barely covered breasts. You're not sure where to look, at my chest, my eyes, or at the TV where your wife is now lying on her back, watching my husband pull her panties down her slender young legs. You no longer have any doubts about your wife's willingness to have sex with another man. There's no denying that she's giving herself to him, no denying that the two of them will soon be fucking. Honey, you should be proud of her. She's not sneaking around behind your back. She knows you love her, just like I know my husband loves me. Maybe you and I should have some fun, too. Your cock tells me you want to. I fondle you through your pants. You're rock hard. Why shouldn't you be having as much fun as she's having? You deserve it as much as she does, baby. I rub my hand over your dick a few more times. Then I reach for your belt buckle. We both look up at the TV screen, enjoying our private viewing of the hot new reality TV show featuring your wife and my husband. They're both completely naked now. My husband's dick is fully erect and your wife's fingers are wrapping around it, moving up and down just like I'm doing with yours. Oh, God, you're big, honey. I know your wife must enjoy going to bed every night, having this right beside her. Oh, I know I would. Your cock is now engorged. It throbs in my hand. I lean down and kiss the tip of it, and then shower it with kisses, my lips traveling up and down the length of you. I cradle your heavy balls in my hand, my other hand enjoying the thick girth of your swollen shaft as I continue to plant chaste kisses all over it. Oh, look, honey. Your wife's actually sucking my husband's dick. Did you ever, in your wildest imagination, think you'd ever see that? Well, since she's too busy to suck yours right now, how about if I fill in for her? I hear no objecting protests from you as I take you into my mouth and softly, gently begin tasting and sucking your beautiful cock. I play with your balls as I suck you. A soft, sensual moan escapes my lips as my mouth moves up and down on you. And your throbbing intensifies. It becomes clear that you're close to orgasm. I pull my lips away and stand up. Your dick is standing, too. I think I'm way overdressed for the occasion, don't you agree? I see your wife has no clothes on at all, and neither does my husband. Why don't we take ours off, too, honey? You watch me reach behind my back and unhook my bra. Finally, I get to bare my breasts for you. My nipples are erect and aching to be touched and sucked. You watch me unzip my slacks and peel them down and off. I stand there in front of you by the bedside, wearing just my little lace panties and nothing else. Your turn, baby. Get your clothes off. The reality show on the TV has gone totally hardcore. This is not simulated sex. This is the honest-to-God real thing. A man and woman are fucking. His cock is clearly in her pussy, and the thrusting of his hips sends him deeper and deeper inside her. He's fucking another man's wife, and she's fucking another woman's husband. And the really, really hot thing about this reality show is that these people we are watching are not strangers. We know these people. We're married to them. And then there's you and me.
No one can see us, but we're about to do the same thing. We are both completely naked. My legs are spread for you. You're between them. Your dick, your nice, hard dick, is pressed against my wet cunt. Oh, do it, baby. Put it in me. I want you. I want you inside me. Ah! Oh. I moan as the head of your cock slips between the soft, tender lips of my pussy. Your hot shaft discovering the walls of my tight fuckhole are well lubricated, making it easy for you to push deeper and deeper into me until you're all the way inside me, up to your balls in me. Oh, God, that feels so good. Out of the corner of my eye, I watch my loving husband, Donald, pump his hard cock into your sweet little young wife. What a treat to watch my husband pleasure another man's wife, especially one so young and desirable as yours, while that other man is in my bed pleasuring me. Fuck. I think I've died and gone to heaven. Oh, yeah, that's it. Give it to me. Fuck me. I feel your cock throbbing on the edge of coming. Perfect timing. I'm working up to my second orgasm since you've started fucking me. You start to pull out, not wanting to come inside me. Oh, you're such a dear. So considerate. But that's not what I want, sweetheart. I want you to come inside me. I want to feel that hot eruption, your baby-making sperm deep inside my pussy the way God intended it. I wrap my legs around you and lock my ankles together, trapping you inside me, making it impossible for you to spray your hot cum anywhere but inside my quivering, tight, wet cunt. It's okay, sweetheart. You can come inside me. I want you to. Yes, that's it. Oh, fuck, I'm coming too. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yes. Fuck, yes. Give it to me. Give me your cum, baby. Oh, I want it. Oh, all of it. Oh, yeah. Empty your balls in me. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. As my orgasm subsides, I lay there. With your dick still inside me, my hard nipples still tingling, my cunt hugging you in appreciation, and not in any hurry for you to leave yet. On the wall, mounted TV screen, I can see my husband on top of your wife. From what I can tell, his dick is still inside her, too. She's squirming underneath him, apparently loving the way his cock feels moving in and out of her tight little cunt. Too bad our little video hookup doesn't have sound. I'd love to hear all the dirty little sounds coming from the two of them. His balls slapping up against her bare flesh, the squishing of her wet pussy as my husband's dick rams in and out of her, her soft whimpers and moans, maybe even some squeals when my hubby deposits his hot load inside of her hungry little pussy. And then there's the question of dirty talk. What dirty words come out of her mouth when she's being pounded by a nice hard cock, I wonder? I'll have to ask my husband about that. In the meantime, your semi-hard-on seems to be refueling. Oh, sweetheart, what's going on down there? Are you getting hard again? Damn, that's what I like about young married cock. It can't get enough pussy. And like the Energizer Rabbit, it just keeps con coming. Oh, yeah, baby, do me again. Yes. And this wonderful story was written by Stella, who was gracious enough to share it with me and allow Audio Diva to read it.